You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The Master has need of it. Jesus instructed his disciples to tell anyone who asked why they were untying the coat. Luke tells us in the gospel that we read before our procession of the palms. The Master has need of it. The Master, the one who is proclaimed king as he came in to Jerusalem, was a king that no one expected. They waved their palm branches, symbolizing their rejoicing that he was coming into Jerusalem, thinking that he would lead them in overthrowing the Romans. But that was not what Jesus was all about. He was a different kind of king, one who would not wear a crown of gold and jewels, but rather a crown of thorns. This week, remember that Jesus was that servant king, the Master doing what the Father needed him to do, teaching us that we too seek to do it for the Master. The Master has need of it. The Master has need of each one of us to accept his way of building up the kingdom of God. Not with swords and armies, but rather with humility, mercy, and service. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The events of this day only make sense in the light of the events that we will commemorate next Sunday. We believe that our King, who wore a crown of thorns, invites us, like him, to seek not our own will, but the will of our Father. The Master has need of it. The Master has need of each one of us. We're reminded, as Jesus teaches us by his own example, that our life is not our own. Our life belongs to God. And Jesus willingly gave his life on the cross back to God, for the Master had need of it. And so too we, like Jesus, must seek to follow the Master's plan for us. Sometimes it will bring happiness, as the palm branch is symboled, as the new king came into Jerusalem. But other times it will bring pain and sadness, symbolized by this crown of thorns. That's why we need a Holy Week every year, to remind ourselves that our lives belong to the Master. And whatever we have, whatever we can do, the Master has need of it. Jesus says, when you're untying the coat, if someone asks you, why are you untying that coat? Tell them the Master has need of it. Sometimes we too need to be untied from those things that keep us from being one with the Master. We think other things are more important, whatever it may be in our lives, than God's plan for us. And so this Holy Week, the Church invites us to enter deeply into this mystery and realize that when we are untied from those things that keep us from following the Master's plan, we will indeed find genuine Easter joy, genuine Easter peace. For that is God's plan for all of us. But we know that sometimes God's challenges are not attractive to us, and we find it easy to resist what the Master is asking us to do. But this week reminds us that that cross and that crown of thorns was not attractive to Jesus. But he knew that the master had need of it. And he acceded to his master's plan. And so too must we. May our entry into the fullness of this Holy Week and the Easter Triduum help us be renewed in the faith in the King, the Master, whom we acclaim today, confident that indeed, if we follow his plan and his way and give our life to the Master as need of it, then we will be proclaiming to all the world as Jesus did on the third day. And that is, God is good all the time, all the time.